Sitting in one of London's many Elizabethan taverns, Shakespeare, while getting drunk, would have overheard stories of far-off lands. Chatting to sailors and travellers, hearing of Venice and a bridge called the Rialto where all the trading was done, perhaps got him to thinking that it might be a good setting for a play. Some think that because there's no evidence of Shakespeare travelling, yet his plays are set all over Europe, someone else must have written them. But Shakespeare's knowledge of geography is famously inaccurate. He refers to places as being close neighbours when in fact they're nowhere near each other. He writes not as if he's visited these distant great cities, but as if he read about them, or had them described to him. For example, there is no talk of canals in The Merchant of Venice, but he does mention the Rialto Bridge a number of times. Imagine Shakespeare, looking for inspiration to write a new play, meeting a traveller in a tavern, and the traveller says,
"There is a beautiful city, canals and little bridges everywhere, but there is this one bridge called the Rialto, a little bit like London Bridge, but not as big. And that is where the trading is done. Eh? Moneylenders, businessmen, merchants, they meet there every day."
He set his plays in his concept of Italy, France, Egypt, as well as all over Britain, in places that a great deal of his audience would probably never visit. In some respects, then, painting an accurate picture wasn't as important as painting a vivid one.